Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. Hey, before we get started, I want to tell you about my favorite nutrition program, Champion Athletes. As an athlete, whether at the middle school, high school, collegiate, or professional level, you have special nutritional needs, and these vary depending on your sport and energy requirements. Nutrition and ideal body composition play an essential role in achieving your performance goals and maximizing your success. At Champion Athletes, certified experts in sports nutrition develop individualized plans for the student, amateur, and professional athlete. Their sports nutrition programs will optimize your diet and nutrition so that you can achieve your ideal body composition and maximize your performance. Here's what I love. Each program is tailored to meet your specific needs through a comprehensive assessment, continuous reevaluation, and one-on-one coaching. So whether you're just starting out, maybe you're an amateur athlete, or you have elite status, the Champion Athlete Sports Nutrition Programs will help you reach your maximum potential. Programs are available nationwide. And for us, if you are a listener of Coach P's Perspective, you'll receive a $50 discount for the initial program if you use the code COACHP. Their website is champions-athletes.com. So be sure to check out the website. You can also look at their Instagram page, which is at championathletes. I'll have those links in the show notes. Go check out my friends at Champion Athletes to get your nutrition right, to reach your maximum potential and performance. All right, hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Today, I'm bringing you something a little bit different. All right, this is the first of many solo episodes. So I traditionally have wonderful guests on. I have some amazing people that join me for an interview style. That will continue, but in addition, I'm going to add one episode a week that will be what I would call like a 2-minute drill, a short time. In almost every sport, we have some sort of crunch time, right? At the end of the match, at the end of the game, at the end of the competition, where we really kind of drill down. And that's what this is going to be. 2 to 5 minutes of short time. And the goal here is to add value in a short period of time. It's your weekly pick me up. It's your kick in the pants. It's your motivation, inspiration, whatever you want to call it. But these will be principles and practices that you can take and use. On Instagram, if you follow me, it is Coach Chad Parks. So you could go to at Coach Chad Parks or at Coach P's Perspective, either way. And I put out, usually weekly, 1-minute mindsets. So I bring value in 1 minute, sharing principles, things that are applicable to your life. And so the same thing here, but it's going to be just an expanded version of that, really. So today, I want to talk to you about gratitude, all right? Make gratitude your most dominant attitude. A quote that I really love says this: gratitude is not only the greatest of all virtues, but is the parent of all others. So let me say it again. Gratitude is not only the greatest of all virtues, but the parent of all others. So we want to take this attitude of gratitude, right? And realizing that life is not all rainbows and sunshines. It's not all fluff. It's not all easy, nor should it be. There's nothing wrong with hard work. There's nothing wrong with a little chosen suffering, right, that we put ourselves through. Maybe it's via workout, sport, you know, even just taking time to sit down and read a book that takes some discipline. It's a little chosen suffering. But in the midst of everything, the attitude that we have permeates everything that we're doing, right? So having an attitude of gratitude. If you look at some of the top athletes in the world, and I'm a huge wrestling fan, I'm a wrestling coach, Look at the NCAAs. Any time that they interview one of the Penn State wrestlers who have won 8 national titles in the last 9 years as a team, you know, and these guys are winning national titles and they're interviewing them, and they just talk about how grateful they are to be in the sport, to be healthy, to get to compete, right? They're usually not even talking about, they just won a national title. So they're bringing this attitude of gratitude. And one of the things we do with my high school wrestling team is we say GET, G-E-T, stands for gratitude, effort, and toughness. We get to do this, right? So on Monday, you don't have to go to work. You get to go to work, right? There are people out there that want jobs, they can't have jobs. There are people that would like to be in the very position that you're in that maybe sometimes, and I'm guilty as well, we take for granted. So we get to do this. I don't have to go to the gym. I get to go to the gym. I don't have to go to practice. I get to go to practice. And just that simple wording is a great mindset shift. It's easy for us to flip things in a very positive and powerful direction. And there's power in words. So we get to do this. That's bringing that attitude of gratitude into every single thing that we're doing. So what are a couple of practices that we can take and actually apply this in our life? One is probably my favorite, and the one that I do very consistently and have for years, is a gratitude journal. Now, when I say journal, I don't truly use a journal. Those who may watch this on video, if I upload it to YouTube or whenever I upload it to YouTube, all right, I like legal pads. I don't know why. My dad was a legal pad guy, yellow legal pads. He would always write on those. And maybe I got it from him, but I started writing on those, and that's what I like to do. So I have them everywhere. I'm at my home desk right now, my home office. If I'm at work, I have legal pads on there. But first thing in the morning, and I say first thing, but typically for me, it's right when I get to work. I, you know, make a to-do list. And then as soon as I have my to-do list written out, I immediately move to my gratitude list. And I just do it like this. So it's very simple. All right. I am grateful for, I write today's date. And then I just start listing out things I'm grateful for. All right. I don't put a minimum on it. I don't put a maximum on it. Whatever comes to my mind. Okay. There might be things like you're grateful for. For me, I'm grateful for God and my relationship with Jesus. I'm grateful for my family, my health, you know, but it might be something like, hey, you got running water so you can take a shower every day. That's amazing. Lots of people don't have that, and we take it for granted, right? We live in America and we have a lot of luxuries that people don't have in other countries. So nothing is too big or too small to write on your gratitude list. That's a very easy and powerful practice. And I tell you what, you start your day early with that, and it kind of puts you, for one thing, you realize how, you know, how much you have, which builds to the gratitude even more, but it puts your mind moving in the right direction so that your perspective is good during the day. I'm not saying it's always going to be great, right? You might have to come back and do this again, but that's one of the practices I love. Doing that again at night is another good thing, right before you go to bed, right? If you have a night stand, because it's got to be in sight, out of sight, out of mind. I know that's 100% correct for me, at least. All right, if I don't see it, I won't think about it. But having a journal or whatever it is that you like to write on your nightstand beside your bed, and just write 3 of them, right? 3 things I'm grateful for, and just write those 3 things. I'm a big fan of doing some of that at night, maybe going ahead and writing out a few tasks. I like to email myself those tasks that I need to do for the next day. And that's a whole nother lesson that we can go into. But writing down your gratitude journal in the morning and at night. A few other practices: prayer, meditation, and then paying attention to your words, like I said earlier. Those are all ways that we can put gratitude into action. So as we're praying, we're giving thanks. If you're taking some time to meditate and think on things, you know, in prayer, we're talking, at least for me, talking to God. Meditating is more like listening to God, and it's relaxing. There's various ways to meditate, but we can be in gratitude while we're meditating. And then all throughout the day, thinking of things that we can be grateful for. That attitude permeates everything that we do. Like I stated earlier, it is also something that influences or affects other people in a positive way. So this lesson was about gratitude. Again, I'll be throwing out a solo episode a week. Take, utilize whatever you want from it. I'm grateful that I get to do this podcast. It is a passion of mine. For those of you that listen, that is awesome. Again, go check out the Instagram for the 1 Minute Mindsets. Make sure that you take these and share them with others if you feel like you're gaining value. It's one of the quickest ways for us to get the word out there. And then, you know, whatever platform you listen on, if you would be so kind as to go in and give us a 5-star review, a charismatic, maybe written review, if you feel like it's worth it. Thank you so much. May God bless you, smile upon you, and give you peace. Till next time, we're out. Hey, before you go, I just want to tell you thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coach P's Perspective. And then a couple things that I would ask. One is hit the subscribe button. That way, every single time a new episode comes out, man, as soon as you open up your podcast app, it is right there, ready to roll. You can listen to a new one. The second is, if you would, and we earned it, give us a 5-star review, a quick written review, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. That's great. You know, one of the ultimate goals is to grow this show and to positively impact as many people as possible, and that helps. And then lastly, jump over to lanefrostbrand.com. Visit my friends over there. This is an incredible company, family-owned, operated, honoring the late, great Lane Frost, who is, a former rodeo champion, was one of my idols growing up, and this is one of my absolute favorite companies. So if you need ball caps, T-shirts, all kinds of apparel, again, go over to lanefrostbrand.com and check them out. Thank you guys again. Much love, and God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.